This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, who says if your health's important to you, check out the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
And Roses, ELO is the Electric Light Orchestra. Crank this up a bit, will you, James? All right, so here's a good wake-up call for you. If it happens to be the time of day that you're waking up, that's cool. You can't go to sleep listening to this program, although I've been accused over the years in my broadcast career of putting people to sleep.
How rude.
Very, yes, of course. How dare you? Go easy on the Duggar. He's been at it for a while. Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Nobody likes to hear negative feedback, right? Nobody likes to hear criticism. James and I have been constructive criticism.
It's very valuable.
Well, I think sometimes, I'm going to give James a little pat on the back here, even though sometimes we all, you're probably the only one that I work with, Jay, that doesn't drive me crazy at some point. Well, no, Delroy, who runs the farm, he doesn't drive me crazy. Maybe once in a blue moon, if you will. But I can't tell you that I have been upset or annoyed with you since you came here.
James, honestly, on the other hand.
Oh, yeah, but James.
Threw yourself under the bus that time.
Right.
Listen, we all live and learn, and sometimes my criticisms and feedback is positive, and sometimes it's negative, and sometimes, sometimes we all, even as parents, right, you get tired of telling your children the same thing over and over and over again. We were talking about youngsters and people in radio earlier on, and Jay growing up as a radio kid. Both my children were exposed to radio. We were actually talking about news and how you figure out what the news is, because it's a big source of concern and conversation these days. How do you know what the reality is? How do you know what's real? And that's the problem with so much stuff, the social media, the technology. So it's a real challenge. But I remember when I grew up, I kind of figured it out on my own because I was a curious sort, always have been, and thankfully I still am. My children were sort of cultured in the same stuff. So they were always curious, and that I think has helped them. When you encourage your children to be curious, encourage them to read, to understand, to look, then it's going to help their IQ. It's going to help them in life. And Megan says, Megan was not excited about being on the air, but she did it because Brendan, who's younger than she is, was doing it, and he was having a good time. Brendan, one of the things about Brendan as a youngster and as an adult, he's always pretty much had a good time in life. He's very funny. He has a great sense of humor. He knows how to get to his father in like 3 seconds. He can get to me. And as a youngster, 6, 7 years old, he could do it. And he wanted to be on the air when he was young. So I put him on the air, and he always had lots to say as he grew up. He did a lot of sports stuff when he was a teenager and on into college for a while. But he was on the air almost every day. Megan was on a couple of times a week, but Megan was much more serious about stuff, and she wanted to talk about the things that were going on that, you know, a lot of it was politics, but there were other things having to do with women, women in education, because that was what the field that, that she pursued. So it was, you know, but the idea is to make stuff stimulating so that you will think. And somebody who is on the air, or maybe even somebody who runs a company, anybody who's in a sort of leadership position, needs to use the positive relationship and trust that they have established with the people that, in the case of one who's working for somebody else or somebody who's listening to somebody else. And so, and part of that is the voice itself. I was having dinner with some folks. I didn't plan to, I didn't have dinner with them, but I stopped to have, play my favorite fish place after I did some things last night. And I stopped in to have a quick meal, and there was a couple sitting next to me, and we engaged in conversation. It was a wonderful conversation, very refreshing, a nice couple, both of them just, they just got married, and they're, I'd say she was in her mid to late 40s, and he was in his early to mid 50s, and they had not been married before. They met and fell in love and got married. It was just kind of cute. It was nice. He engaged in, I had my Easley hat on when I was sitting down, so my Easley hat, my Easley farm hat. She was asking me about farming, and I got into radio and stuff. But it was a, the conversation was great feedback, and that's really what you kind of want, is feedback. He didn't know who I was. He didn't know much about radio, but he, we engaged in, because he thinks talk radio is all about politics. Therefore, you know, he, we sort of went down that road for a while, and then, excuse me, I told him what the program is really all about. Yes, we do have some politics in it, but it's all the things to make your life better. That's what I want to, if you're listening to the program in the beginning of the day, it's a great start for the day. Hopefully that's what we aim at doing. And so with that in mind, I was going back to the Tuesday primaries, Jay, and what the key takeaways were. I would say that looking at some of the polling in Ohio, well, I guess all of the states, Florida, Arizona, Illinois, Kansas, there is a lot of stuff here that both the Trumpers and the Bidenistas, Republicans and Democrats, they aren't getting. They've turned a blind ear to what the public is telling them. And so, you know, do you fit in this? Are you a Trumper by day and by night? Are you a Bidenista by day and by night? Or are you looking around? And I know it almost becomes redundant for us to talk about it because, you know, there's not, yeah, there are people looking for something different. So how many different ways can you say that?
Yeah.
You know, right?
Or you already like, know you're going to cast your vote, not because you want to vote that person into office, but you want to vote to keep the other person out of office.
So in the five Republican primary votes, the exit polling that was done by the YouGov people, which they're pretty much in the middle of the road, 29% of the people who voted in the GOP primary said they would prefer somebody else over Trump. That's 29%. That's a big number. 35% of Democrats who went to vote said they prefer somebody else over Biden. That's pretty, you know, it's a third of the people voting say they don't really like you. They don't want to vote for you, but they are holding their nose and voting for you. And I'd say that was a big problem. There's nobody who's excited. Don't you want to be excited? I remember when Reagan ran. Man, everybody was excited. Wowie, zowie, let's get... And the same with Clinton. Frankly, there wasn't that excitement from George Bush. There wasn't that excitement. Well, depending on the sector, there was a big, you know, a lot of excitement for Obama when he went in. But there's no excitement for either of these guys. And it's a time in our country when we need to have excitement. We need to have really people who want to charge ahead and be supportive and love the country and love the government. And most people, not most, but of these people, the third, almost a third of the Republicans and over a third of the Democrats say the candidates suck. So, Anyway, so that's the, I think that's a real shot across across the bow, frankly. I was talking earlier, I like Mackenzie Scott. I wish I knew her. I would like to know her because I think she is really kind of a cool individual. She was married to Jeff Bezos, got divorced, got like $75 billion out of it, and she's been donating money as fast as she can make it. She just donated $640 million to more nonprofits. She had started at the beginning of the year, she said, I think, Jay, she was going to give $250, $300 million to a number of organizations, $1 million to $30 million, depending on the organization. But then she decided she was going to give more. And so she's pledged to be responsible. People are applying, you know, the nonprofits send an application, mm-hmm. and this is why we need your money. And so she and a team go through all of the, they had an open call, actually, I think, for people to, you know, this is why we need the money. So they have 6,000 nonprofits applying for these million-dollar grants. And, that's a lot of work. But, you know, that's good money.
Yeah.
And they are going to, there's 279 nonprofits got a top score when they were reviewed. And I guess some of them got a couple of $1 million instead of just one. And then another 80-some-odd organizations got $1 million each. But think about how wonderful it is that she can do that. She wants to do that. And isn't necessarily, she's not going public with it, but a lot of attention paid to the application process. And that's kind of why I'm talking about it, because she's trying to make a change. So anyway, she's given away $16 billion so far.
Like uber wealthy people who are doing this, who do
yeah.
this.
Right. And why not? I think if that's what you want to do with your money, that's what you should do with it. It's your money. Do what you want. You want to give it away? Yeah. More power to you. It's not something you hear a lot of people, that person's had too much money. She should give it away. That's none of your business what she does with it. If she wants to and she does and she is, God bless her. I think that's the kind of thing, the world is a better place because of her and what she's doing. And I think that's why we need to pay attention to what she's doing and give her a round of applause. 18 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
I I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We got 23 after the hour, don't we now, Jay? Time for us to dig around in the social media world, this time with a focus on some of the technology, the implementation of what you read on social media sites. Here's a little more TikTok, the TikTok challenge, the devious lick TikTok challenge. This goes back to, what, 2021? The schools cracked down on it. But apparently, this has come back again. And so TikTok is once again highlighting on its platform some of the stuff that is involved in the devious lick. I saw some of it. It looked kind of stupid. Actually, it looked kind of dangerous to me. And so, but it is another example of how something that's dastardly, that's not good for you, can become a big thing on social, especially TikTok. And so the kids in school were all over this, right? They were
posting videos. And so the devious lick trend is they're not like licking things, they're stealing things from school. So they're posting videos and photos of the items that they've stolen from school and
toiletries. Right,
yeah.
Books,
like a stapler, things like that. Different things. Yeah. It's like
dumb stuff.
This challenge is just
somebody stealing
a bunch
of toilet seats from these angelic little children aren't so angelic. So a story today in the Washington Post about there was the Kool-Aid challenge, right? When people were drinking that stuff, and that wasn't. I forget what there was in it, but I know it wasn't good.
There's so many things. There was an actual licking thing where people were, like, at grocery stores just licking things.
Yeah,
licking videos
right.
And stuff. And I think people actually got arrested because they were opening ice cream and licking the top of the ice cream and putting it back and posting it on social media. And so, of course, there's that paper trail, essentially, the video trail. Yeah. And people were getting in trouble, getting arrested. You have, and a lot of people would do these stunts. After they already bought something, like they have they bought something and then they would pretend like they were doing it, being doing different things. There was what's the cinnamon one? There was something of like putting a bunch of cinnamon on the spoon and then eating it, and of course like you cough and some people are accidentally inhaling it. Back in, oh my goodness, I want to say it was like, was it 2015, 17-ish, around that time, the Tide Pod stuff, where it was a challenge to eat Tide Pods, and then people realizing, oh, that's harsh chemicals. Like, you're going to get super sick.
People. All right. Here's, I guess, this would be considered good news from the trending department when it comes to the tools that we use. Microsoft's Redmond, Oregon campus, they're modernizing it. It's a big 72-acre campus, dozens of designs that will help the planet. They have geothermal energy there. That is something that, actually, I looked at when we were starting this development of ours, but it's so crazy expensive, nobody want to pay for it. But it still is, I think it's a great idea, frankly, to heat and cool this campus. They have the 6-acre geothermal well field that has 900 holes bored down about 500 feet. That's what heats and cools the buildings, and there's no carbon associated. It's actually a great, very progressive way of looking into the future. And, you know, these characters, the global warming nutbirds who think we ought to stop using gas to cook with, this is something that actually is constructive that people ought to get behind instead of something stupid like that. This is it's a closed loop, a heating and cooling system that sends cool or warm water to exchange with the stuff that's in the earth. And they have like 3,000 different units in this Microsoft campus that's using it, so good for them.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is granting permission for Texas to implement a new law empowering local police to detain individuals they suspect to be residing in the country unlawfully. Initially green-lighted by the High Court, the law was promptly halted following a lawsuit from the White House. However, Tuesday, the court ruled the law may be enacted while legal proceedings unfold in lower courts. The Biden administration argues the law encroaches upon the federal government's sole jurisdiction over immigration matters. Former President Trump may be forced to stick to raising campaign money the old-fashioned way. No insurers are willing to underwrite his massive $455 million civil fraud trial bond in New York.
Billions of dollars in value, billions of dollars in properties, but they'd like to take the cash away so I can't use it on the campaign.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Look, kid. Bad things happen, and you can't do anything about it, right?
Right.
Wrong! When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world.
Well, that's not what I was taught.
Then maybe you need a new lesson. Repeat after me. Hakuna Matata.
What?
Hakuna Matata! It means no worries. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Oh, I like that. All right, so that's something that's one of those things that sticks with you. You hear it once and it's all day now.
Oh, my goodness,
right?
Yes.
All day.
What is it? Earwig, yeah. Right.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Good day. Hello. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner from the Do You Know and Did You Care fact file. Charles Darwin's, his appetite was big, and he ate a lot of strange things. He wanted to have owl at least every week. He tried to find iguanas to eat and armadillos. He was studying at Cambridge University, came across information on these various things and found out that they were very good. Eating owl meat was good for you, and eating armadillo meat was good for you. As the head of the Glutton Club, a student group that met every week to dine on rare, overlooked foods, he was the guy who put it all together, found that eating birds, all kinds of birds, very good. The less known human palate attractions, common foods. Okay, so eat sheep and eat beans and bacon, but no, that stuff, I want hawks, and I want to have owls, and a lot of the, it was pretty unappetizing, actually, when you look at the list of, excuse me, the stuff that was there.
I feel like the common thing is always like, well, it tastes like chicken.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, that's from the Do You Know or Do You Care department. Okay, so the Supreme Court, actually, there's a lot of stuff going on the border in Texas. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on the border, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California. But the Supreme Court took a look at what was going on in Texas with the migrant arrests. And on top of that, a federal appeals court has issued an order that prevents Texas from arresting migrants suspected of entering the U.S. illegally. This was after the Supreme Court allowed the new immigration rules. So here we go around in this circle again. There are a lot of people that are coming across the border in Texas. The governor of Texas, the people of Texas, pretty much want these. They don't want people crossing the Rio Grande and coming into the U.S. from Mexico. Now you can see pictures all over the place. But so after the Supreme Court allowed the restrictions to stay in, the next thing that happened was the Fifth Circuit decided, okay, they're going to do the same. They're going to go back to what they have cleared the way for Texas to enforce the law by putting a pause on the lower judge's injunction. Is that confusing? Basically, Texas has been told they can do what they were doing before. I think that's how you read between the lines here. The police have broad powers to arrest migrants. And so, you know, are we going to run into a problem because the wrong people will get arrested? Are you conservative and cautious, or are you just kind of round everybody up that looks like an illegal and put them in jail till you sort it out? It sounds like
an issue. Because wasn't that an issue of somebody who was not from Mexico? I can't remember, somewhere in Asia, I think, where the guy was wrongfully accused of a DUI and then deported.
Yeah, that was last week or a week before.
He was here legally and everything. And then I believe there's been other issues where people who are natural-born citizens, but...
But how do you fix the problem? It's so out of hand, it's so out of control. You know, there are a lot of people coming in here. There are folks in Hong Kong... we tend to put all Chinese people together, but the folks from Hong Kong, you know, they are not happy that the Chinese took over, and so, you know, they're coming. Taiwan East folks who are worried about the Chinese government taking over their island, they're coming here too. So how do you, and then there are people that are suspected, Chinese folks coming into this country who are suspected of putting together an army. That when the time comes, we'll attack Americans and that kind of stuff. So, boy, is this this is tough stuff to swallow. It really is. You know, you look at the population. Go back to the beginning for a minute with us. The United States has relied on population growth to keep the economy pumping. A lot of people think the reason the economy in America is so good is because all of these new people are coming in, and eventually there are new generations of native-born Americans that come from immigrants. That's where we came from, you know, starting with the British and the Irish, the Italians, people coming from Europe all over the place, and they settled in here. And so that's what's driven supply and growth and the housing market and cars and you name it. But it also has taxed Social Security, Medicare. Every year we pay more for Social Security and Medicare and we get less, fewer benefits from it. I mean, that's probably the, if you look at healthcare in general, that's the problem everywhere. We pay more and get less. We have Americans, even if they're from immigrant families, are having fewer children because there is a level of education. Not only does it cost a lot of money to educate children, but there's the whole business of what it costs to live. Can you afford three or four children? Most people can't afford two, never mind three or four. And it takes a lot of decision-making if you decide to have another child. If you have one, I know my son and his wife are going through that right now. Okay, do we want another child or not? And what do we have for resources? At least to think it through. I didn't think about resources when I was having my two kids. I just had two kids.
Well, and also, how can you? Because resources are finite. I mean, you may have you may have now and then you don't in a little bit, or maybe you don't have now and then you do have.
Yeah. There's a U.S. population group that has explained in different scenarios what happens to our country. What do we have right now? About 330 million, I think, people living in America, which is too many people. But if it continues with the trend of this past decade, we will have, by the year 2050, 450 million people living in this country. Where are they going to go? You drive across the country, oh, look at all this open space. Well, most people can't move in the middle of nowhere. You can't find a job. So you don't want to live in the middle of nowhere. You want to live where the work is, and the work is in suburbia and urban centers and that sort of thing. You know, and you go to some of the non-union states where there are new factories being built all the time, and that's creating population centers. I was a fan when it first started of zero population growth, and so now maybe I would say I was a fan of zero immigration. Is that unrealistic? Yeah, of course it is. Not going to happen, but I'd like it to happen because I don't think. We, whether you're legal or illegal, the politicians all are trying to find a common ground here or some place to settle that the people who support them will be happy with. I'm happy with somebody who thinks we just stop for a while, take a look at what's going on, take a deep breath. It's not possible or plausible. And, you look around and look at the immigrants that have taken a lot of jobs. They'll work for less money, so companies like that. But what does it say about the people in our country who aren't working and don't want to work and don't think they want to? They don't have to work because it's so easy under the current regime, under the current circumstance, to have benefits. And the immigration, these migrants that come into the country, we've got 180 people in Framingham that came in, many of them from Haiti. They were bussed up from Florida to New York, and then in New York they divvied them up and sent them on buses to the New England states, and the governor of the Massachusetts, who's doing a horrible job, says, okay, we're going to send three busloads to this city and that city. They sent three busloads to Framingham last fall. There's no money attached to it. The taxpayers in Framingham are paying for hotel rooms for these 180 people and have been for almost 6 months. How is that right? What's just in that? I'm the first guy in line to want to help people, but I don't want to have it shoved down my throat. That's not my job to pay for 180 people coming to this town illegally at a cost of tens of thousands of dollars a day. And so the school budget has to be cut. The services, the Department of Public Utilities, whatever services there are in the community have to be cut because we've got to pay for these people that were just dropped here. Well, who in their right mind? Go ahead.
No, it's undocumented. I mean, you don't know who you just, you don't know who they are. Not everybody has ill intent, but not everybody is good.
No, But that doesn't mean that I, if they, whether they have good intent or bad intent, I may not choose to, you know, to help them. But if I do help them, it'll be on my terms, not the city extracting money from me. Nope. So anyway, it's a big problem, and people don't want to seemingly deal with it. And so here we go again with the talk about a government shutdown. This, once again, the leaders of Congress, people in the White House, they have agreement on how to fund things like Homeland Security, but then there are other things that they can't agree on. So we're back to the six spending bills that need to be passed to avert another shutdown. This is like every week we've got this stuff. Do you realize how dysfunctional that is? And I'll give credit to Mike Johnson. I think he's okay as the House Speaker. He's tried to hammer out these agreements, and the right-wing wackos in his party, I don't want to agree to anything. And, you know, a lot of stuff they shouldn't agree to, but, you know, going to come up with something that works. But there are a lot of different wrinkles here, and it's just ridiculous. Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself, as far as I'm concerned. It's disgraceful.
Yeah.
What these people have allowed to have happen. And in the name of what? In the name of what? You want to help people? Good. You help them. And help them in a way that is not going to hurt other people. That's the problem. The help on one side hurts on the other side. So anyway. All right, I'm going to get off my horse now. It's 48 after the hour. This is Good Day.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it, between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do think the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To now focus on the real important things in life, our pets. Warren Eckstein is here for the Pet Show. You can check him out every weekend. Check him out here every day. He has great, valuable tips on how to make sure your dog or your cat, your pet, is living a healthy, happy life. One of the ways to do that, I assure you, because I can speak with authority, because I use Hugs and Kisses myself. Hugs and Kisses, Warren, is formulated in a vitamin mineral supplement separate for dogs and cats. And so if you would like to have the very best for your dog or cat, just check it out and order it at hugsandkisses.com. And you can also find it at going to thepetshow.com as well. All right, so from Hugs and Kisses, we go to Dogs That Bark. I read an article. This is like genius because Warren had he moved to Arizona from California, and he had an experience with his neighbor. the line at the end of the story is, do you know who I am? But anyway, so Warren's dog barked a couple of times at something going on in the next door neighbor's place. And then I have read, I was on a flight, there's no news in that. I was coming back to Boston the other night, and I was reading an article on how to get your dogs to stop barking. And so I read it. It was very interesting. And so if you want something to, you want peace and quiet, don't live next door to somebody who has a dog that ought to have the right to bark if the dog wants to bark. So anyway, what happened with this guy? He just heard the dog bark and he came up. What's the matter with you? Shut that dog up.
Here's the bottom line. You know, dogs just like people, take a while to adjust to a new home. So my two dogs, which, by the way, together weigh 13 pounds, are out in the backyard, and they're never out in the backyard. I am on top of these dogs when they're in the yard. So the next-door neighbor was taking his garbage pail out and rolling it on some gravel, and Molly, my little female, barked literally, and I'm not exaggerating, twice, woof, woof. And all of a sudden, I heard someone yell, shut up, and it did sink in right away. And I'm thinking about it, and I said, did he just tell my dogs to shut up? And I yelled at him. I said, excuse me, sir, did you just tell my dogs to shut up? And he said, yeah, I did. Why don't you get those dogs trained? And he has no idea. So my lovely
the
wife.
America's number one dog trainer, folks. Welcome to the Warren Eckstein reality. Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
So my wife Denise writes on her on a post. Don't jump on Superman's cape. Don't spit into the wind, and don't ever tell Warren's dogs to shut up. So the bottom line was the dog. I was trying to be nice to the guy. And the dogs are adjusting to a new neighborhood. Blah 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 blah. So the guy just runs into, bullies are like that. Once you confront the bully, they run into the house. So the guy runs into the house, literally runs into the house. I wasn't chasing him at that point. I would have, but I wasn't at that point. Bottom line is I don't understand why people have to be so angry. Everyone is so angry and nasty. I've been this guy's neighbor for literally four weeks. I asked him once what his name was. He said Joe. So yesterday when I'm confronting him, he goes, I told you my name. It's Joe. I said, well, I probably forgot your name. And the bottom line is that there was no reason. The dog literally, and I'm not exaggerating. I know what barking dogs are like. I do this for a living, And the dog went, woof, woof. And the guy tells you don't tell my dogs to shut up. Just like, how would you feel if someone told, you don't have dogs and you had a kid and the next door neighbor told your kid to shut up? My dogs are my kids. You talk to them and treat them with respect unless they're doing something awful, which they weren't doing. So I'm not finished. I will post this later on with a picture of the culprit, my dog Molly, the terror Molly. I'll be posting this later on my Facebook pages. But just remember, there's no need for that. Have conversations with people. If the guy had talked to me, I would have said, the dog barked twice. That's what dogs do. When people call me on the air with a situation like excessive barking, and I write about it extensively, generally what I'll do is rather than tell the dog no, I would go up to the dog and say, thank you for letting me know there's a problem. I got it from here. Because the minute you start yelling at your dog when they're barking, it's increasing their anxiety, making them bark more. So the bottom line is if you go to the dog and say, thank you, you let me know the bad guys are there, I'll take it over from here. If you listen to my show, and I know you do, Doug, if you listen to my show, I would say 85 to 90% of excessive barking problems are resolved just simply by letting the dog know that he did his job and you have it from there.
So that would be the rule if the dog doesn't stop barking and, the dog doesn't seem to be barking at anything specific. Is there another trick for that?
Well, dogs don't bark for no reason. There's always a reason a dog barks. So there's maybe things we don't hear, things we don't see, things we don't smell, but there's always a reason. What is excessive barking? To me, excessive barking is a dog that's barking for 2, 3, 5 minutes at a time. But a dog is going rough, rough, rough when someone walks in front of the house or someone's in the backyard, that's fine. But there are alternatives. Increased exercise, more mental stimulation, and not overreacting to the fact that the dog is barking. Because once you overreact to it, you're actually reinforcing that behavior.
See why Warren is so good and why people love listening to him? Check him out. Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com. 59 past the hour here on Good Day. Thanks, Warren.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.